I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. Today we're reading from the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. And they say this in the New Living Translation: always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are considerate in all you do. Remember, the Lord is coming soon. Mind if I pray for you? Oh Jesus, I want this for myself and I want this for my listeners, that they would be full of the joy of the Lord, that they would rejoice. And I pray today would be a day where we could go throughout our tasks and we would find reasons and times and moments to rejoice. Lord, even when times are hard and we can see only the negative things, I pray that you would lift our eyes above the circumstances of our lives and we'd be able to say, yes, but Jesus loves me. He died for me. He is with me all the time and I can choose to rejoice. Yes, I have a broken relationship with someone and it's aching me and is driving me to despair and driving me to my knees, but I can choose to rejoice because Jesus is with me. Lord, help us to say those kinds of things today. Lord, for those who are struggling financially and they cannot seem to make ends meet and they're worried about paying their next bills, Lord, help them to find that ability and that capability within themselves through the power of the Holy Spirit to rejoice that today they are alive, they have breath, they probably have clothes on their back, and there is something to rejoice in. And they have access to you 24/7, all day long, all night long. I pray for those who are battling insomnia, and I pray that for myself as well. It's been 25 years of insomnia, so I'm pretty tired. And I pray for those who wake up in the middle of the night or just can't seem to go to sleep, and they have a hard time rejoicing because I know in the middle of the night, despair is a friend. But I pray tonight that those who battle that very frustrating condition would find joy in you. They would begin to list their all the things they're grateful for. They would list their blessings instead of curse under their breath about the fact that they're not sleeping. And boy, do I pray that for myself, because my tendency is, Jesus, just to get angry and frustrated and ask why is this happening to me? So Lord, I pray for those who are trying to adopt children and perhaps they're doing it through the foster care system or another way, and they are frustrated and there have been doors slammed in their face and there have been people coming against them, and I pray you would open those doors. But even as the doors are not open, I pray they would rejoice that you have laid it upon their hearts to be parents to children who desperately need to be loved. What a beautiful picture of redemption that is. And I know that when people walk into the foster care system and they walk in to try to adopt, that there's going to be spiritual battles against what they're doing. So, Father, I pray for encouragement for them today. And I pray that you would just be with them. Lord, I pray for the people who have been sexually abused. And perhaps their perpetrator seems to be running free and never has any sort of consequence for what he or she has done. And Lord, that is a very dark and desperate place when we think that we've been forgotten and we're left to deal with the sin that someone has so grievously enacted against us, and yet they seem to not have any consequence. Lord, I'm reminded of all of those imprecatory psalms that David prayed, where he basically just was like, Lord, act, be righteous, do the right thing. And I pray that you would help us to see that you will, that no one escapes your notice. And Lord, I pray that you would begin in this day and age to expose predators and to begin to get them in the proper help that they need, which often means putting them behind bars, to protect the children that you love so much. Lord, this is a dark world and it's hard to find joy sometimes with school shootings and rampages and things like that. So Lord, I pray that we would not give in to the darkness, that we would not allow it to inform our joy, but all the more we would find joy in you, that we would rejoice in what you are doing. We would begin to see life in terms of what you are doing on this earth. Lord, help us to be considerate in all we do and help us to remember that you are coming soon. But more than that, even more than that, I pray for my friend listening today that that she or he could learn to rejoice. I pray this in your amazing name. Amen. Thank you for listening to Pray Every Day. So when life comes at you in 100 different ways, give all those 100 different ways to the Lord. Lay them down at his feet because he is listening, my dear friend.